This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Economists at the Conference Board say we could be looking at record low unemployment rates in the next 15 years or so. That would move the U.S. economy from a job shortage to a labor shortage, a big change for an economy with plenty of people still looking for a job. Our working guy Brandon Smith is here to explain what this will mean for us in the coming years. He's our regular commentator on workplace and career issues. Good to have you back.
Great to be here.
So what's going on here?
They're talking about this big trend, and this isn't new news. We've been talking about this trend for 5 or 10 years. The day will come when boomers will retire, and that's going to create a huge need and demand in the workplace and marketplace, because there just is not enough workers in the Gen X generation, the generation right behind the boomers, to fill those seats.
I wonder from the worker's perspective what this means. What do I need to be doing as a worker, or how do I need to be preparing?
Well, it depends upon your age, but if you're in that that Gen X generation, so just so everyone can have a mental picture, picture an hourglass, okay? The top of the hourglass, that is your boomers. The skinny part in the middle, that's Gen X, and the bottom, that's your millennials. So the boomers are about to retire. The Gen X is half the size of the boomer generation, also half the size of the millennial generation. So if you're in Gen X, you might feel squeezed right now, but you're going to have a heck of a lot of opportunity in about the next 10 years. Way more openings than there are people. So immigration may be filling some of that void, but you're going to see a huge demand. So position yourself. Know that and find ways to position yourself for leadership, because it's going to be coming. You're going to have a leadership role thrust on you in the next 5 to 10 years.
Whether you want it or not.
Not just opportunity. You'll have opportunities, but you're going to have one thrust on you. Like, we don't have anybody. You are the best guy standing at this moment.
For millennials, what does that mean?
You're going to be managing real soon. So you're going to be moving up the ranks quickly. So you're going to have to learn how to figure out where you want to be, what you want to do, and start to think about, okay, what do I need to do to prepare myself for that? Because while millennials have been kind of in a holding pattern, and many have not had jobs, and part of that's because, again, the boomers aren't moving out, so the system's not shifting up to create more jobs, prepare yourself that shift is going to come. Things are going to start to move much quicker.
It's interesting because the conference board report sort of positions this as a bit of a danger that there is going to be this labor shortage for companies. But it sounds like for workers, in some ways, this could be good. The opportunity that you've been waiting for is just around the corner, really.
Just around the corner. Get yourself noticed. And so last final thing we can talk about here is how do you get yourself noticed? When I do classes on how to get recognized as a high potential, commonly, almost down to the manager interviewed, they regularly say, we want people that not only have positive attitudes, but take initiative. So do a good job, but take initiative. Show a positive attitude. Be willing to raise your hand. You're going to get on people's radars. And then when this shift starts to happen and they need people to fill seats, you're going to be the person they think of.
I've been talking with Brandon Smith. He teaches business students at Emory and Georgia State Universities, and he works regularly with executives. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
You can read more career and workplace perspective from Brandon on his Working and Career blog at gpb.org.